Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of the Reclaim podcast. I just got in from grocery shopping for the week and I just had this bright idea. I was like, I have to talk about this on a podcast episode this week. Meal planning. Guys, are you doing it backwards? I totally used to do meal planning backwards and I royally screwed myself over. And I'm going to tell you all about that because maybe you're doing it too. And I want to teach you how to do it in a way that is super effective, actually saves you so much headache, and can actually help you eat healthier and get better results towards your health and your body goals. So let's get right into this. Hey guys, welcome here. My name is Leah Van Dolder. I am a registered dietitian, mindset mentor, and motivational speaker. I'm wildly passionate about helping high-achieving women just like you level up your health, your energy, and your confidence so you can feel good in your skin, take more risks, and live a life that just lights you up. I am totally known for my no BS and practical approach to living a healthy and balanced lifestyle, and I'm the queen at helping you become your own best hype woman versus your own worst enemy. Bottom line, this show is for you if you want to be the chick that gets out of your own way and knows how to confidently navigate through that discomfort of growth so you can take consistent action and be the healthiest, most vibrant, and most powerful version of yourself. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here. And check out my show notes to learn more about working with me. There's an application link there, or you can check out my website at leahvandolder.com. So going back about, oh boy, probably 10 years. This is how long I've been meal planning the right way, 10 years. But I used to be the girl that would just, you know, go through my day not really thinking about food much until it was way too late, until I was starving. And when I'm starving, and I'm sure you guys have experienced this, when you are starving, your brain just, like, you just don't care what you eat. You just want to stuff food in your mouth quick, and you're going to experience more carb cravings, more candy, chocolate, chips, stuff like that. And you eat really fast when you're starving. And you typically eat more than you really need to in one sitting. And then you leave that mealtime. You're like, oh man, I just hurt myself there. I ate too much. So I used to be the girl that would put zero thought into nutrition ahead of time. I would just kind of go along with my day and think about food when I was starving. And then it just did not serve me. That's a great way of saying it. Bottom line, it didn't serve me. I was always feeling frantic around food, and then I would eat such a big volume, and then I would feel gross afterwards. And it wasn't until I was in, I think it was like second year of my nutrition degree, and one of my amazing professors started teaching me about meal planning. And she said the best thing that she started doing years ago was she would decide her dinners ahead of time. She would plan for the most chaotic time of the day, which is dinner for a lot of us. So she would plan dinner ahead of time, or simply decide what she was going to have. She would write it down on a whiteboard and throw it on the fridge so that everybody in her house could see it. And then she would make her grocery list, get those groceries in the house because she had a purpose for the groceries that she purchased. And then she would do her grocery shop. And she would only get the things on her list. And I am so grateful for that professor because she taught me a skill that I have used religiously every single week of my life for the last 10 years. Which is insane now that I say that out loud, but I have been menu planning every single week for the last decade. Even when I'm on, you know, when I'm on holidays, even when I am not feeling well, even when life hits me in the face, menu planning has become so second nature to me. I don't even think about it. It just happens. And this is something that I teach my clients as well. Because right now, you're doing the process backwards. If you are just going into the grocery store without a plan and you're kind of like picking and choosing vegetables and produce and protein, you're just kind of throwing whatever in your cart, maybe going for the things on sale. You're like, okay, cool. Yeah, I'll use that this week. So you go to the grocery store first and then you come home and you throw it all in the fridge, but you don't have a plan. You don't have any plan in terms of what you're going to do for dinner. You have no intention with those food items. You tell yourself and you believe that you're going to figure it out during the week. You'll put something healthy together. But then what happens? Friday, Saturday rolls around. You're looking in the fridge. You're like, oh my gosh, like here I am. I haven't even used that. I totally forgot I bought that. And you're throwing food out. If this is something that is happening on a regular basis, if you are hearing yourself complaining about the same thing, girl, you gotta change something. Nothing changes until something changes. And it's kind of like you gotta wake up and smell the coffee. If you are continuously throwing stuff out at the end of the week, if you are giving yourself the old eye roll of like, oh my gosh, here I go again. Throwing out this food, didn't have a plan with anything. Something has to change because what you're currently doing, it ain't working. And you're probably going and buying more takeout food or convenience food because you didn't have a plan. And then you are so starving. So you're like, ah, screw it, whatever. I'll just like pick something up or like, you know, pull a box of pasta from the pantry versus making a chicken vegetable stir fry. So you may think that you need like all these new recipes and like, you know, all these new ideas for healthy meals. No, you don't. You know why? Because you don't use them. What you need is to get your shit together. You need to decide on dinners ahead of time. You need to then write down the things that you're doing for dinner, put it on a piece of paper or a whiteboard so everybody in your house can see it, including you, because you see that thing all the time. And it takes away that question of like, oh, what's for dinner? Everybody hates that question. And when you put your whiteboard or your menu plan on the fridge, oh my gosh, it's the best thing ever. You're like, everybody, look over there. Don't even ask me anymore. It's over there. Get your own answer. Read the fridge. And it's the best thing ever when you can do that for yourself too. There's no more, oh shoot, what's for dinner? Because you've already decided ahead of time and you've made your grocery list and then you've gone to do your grocery shop. So now all the food that you have in the house has a purpose. The broccoli and the peppers that you bought now have a purpose to go in to that sheet pan meal with chicken, peppers, broccoli, and some sweet potatoes. They have a purpose. They're no longer going to sit to the back of your fridge and reek at the end of the week. And I know I'm like blowing your mind with this stuff. And it seems so simple, right? But this is how powerful a perspective shift or challenging your current way of doing things can be. Because we get so stuck into autopilot. And when we hear ourselves say like, oh man, I'm just stuck in a groove. You're stuck in the same thinking groove. You're stuck in the same, you know, behavior groove. You're stuck in the same emotional groove. You're stuck in a rut because you are like, you are digging yourself further in that rut and you're not doing anything to change it. And I think the biggest piece is that you don't even know or like can't even think about a different way of doing things. And that's why I love hearing stuff like that from my clients. I'm like, hey, have you ever thought about maybe planning your dinners or deciding your dinners ahead of time and then go get your groceries? They're like, oh my gosh, I never even thought of that. I can't even tell you how many moments I have with my clients during the weeks of like, oh my gosh, why didn't I not even think of that? Because you get in your own autopilot groove. You grow up with certain habits. You grow up watching your parents or your caregivers or your grandparents, you know, doing things a certain way. So you just kind of adopt it without even thinking about it or even realizing that there's another way of doing it. And that can be applied not just to food and nutrition, but everything. How you respond to conflict, how you show up in your career and your business every day, how you respond when things are going your way, what you do when, you know, the scale's not moving and you don't see any body changes after you've worked out really hard and ate well for 2 weeks and you get all pissed off and impatient when you haven't seen changes in 2 weeks. Oh, I say this with so much love, guys. And you know what? It is so good to hear this stuff out loud because it just opens your mind to different possibilities, different way of doing things that are actually so much more effective than what you're doing right now. And for me, one of the game changers that I made around my nutrition that has served me so well for the last decade of my life is planning my dinners ahead of time, then making my grocery list, then shopping. And having that menu on the fridge every week, wow, that thing is pure gold. And you know what? Even my husband, he'll even look at the menu and get stuff going for me if I'm, you know, not done work, or he gets home before me. He just automatically starts because he's like, oh, cool. Yeah, whatever. Like chicken stir fry or, you know, steak and Caesar salad for dinner. Awesome. And he starts. And this is what's so awesome with client wins too, is like one of my clients, she's like, it's so amazing. She's like, I came home and her kids, they're older. They're quite, they're independent in the kitchen, but she's like, my kids are now looking at the menu board without even asking, you know, what's for dinner. They are participating in the kitchen more. And everybody in the house, she said, it's just so much more calm. Dinner used to be a friggin' circus and we were flying around like crazy. And I didn't, you know, like my client was saying this, she's like, I would always do, you know, it's like something quick, right? Like pasta or like a rice dish or something. She said, now, because I have planned ahead and I have that structure, she said, we eat so much better. Everybody is so much happier because there's way less stress. And she said, I'm way less stressed. And she's like, the other great thing is that I'm less of a bitch to my partner and my family, because she said, I'm nourishing myself throughout the day. I arrive home and I already know what I'm going to make for dinner. And I already know that food is in the fridge. So she said, my mood is so much better. I am just a nicer person, a nicer mother, a nicer partner. So this is the ripple effect of one little thing, such as shifting your meal planning around. This is the type of impact it has on your life and everybody around you. So you may think it's such a drop in the bucket, but you are creating generational health. You are modeling these new behaviors. You're thinking differently around, you know, how you carry out something simple as menu planning. You're modeling that behavior. Your family notices. You are creating these new habits. You're creating a new healthy groove for you and the people around you. And it shows. And man, does it ever feel good. And hey, if you're loving this episode and you just love this podcast in general, Take 10 seconds, go rate 5-star and review, and it can be some quick and dirty, like my favorite new podcast or whatever it is. It really does help the growth and the production of these podcasts every week. I have an amazing podcast producer. Shout out to Zach, the podcast man. And I just love having you guys here. So thank you for taking a sec to rate 5-star and review. I appreciate you. Thank you for that gift. Okay. Now I want to talk about some unexpected benefits of planning your dinners ahead of time. And I'm just pulling these right now out of my memory bank from client wins over the last few weeks. And hey, if you guys are curious around my coaching program, working with me, check out my show notes. There's an application link there to apply to work with me. That link also takes you to a little video. There's a program video that you learn more about my style, how my program helps you. Or you can reach out to me on Instagram. Send me a message, a DM through Instagram. I would love to connect with you and just tell me that you listened to this episode today. I appreciate that. Okay, so unexpected benefits of planning your dinners ahead of time, doing it the right way versus doing it backwards and winging your nutrition all the time. Well, I mean, some big ones here. You're actually going to save a lot of time during the week. And I know you might be thinking like, what are you talking about? Menu planning is going to take me forever. No, it's not. You're just telling yourself that it's going to take forever, or menu planning in your mind has been associated with like hours and hours of time in the kitchen, prep, all that stuff. But dinner planning is very different than dinner prepping. Food planning is very different than food prepping. The planning piece is just deciding on what you're going to eat. The planning piece you could do at any time, at any day. I was talking to my client the other day because I was like, man, why don't you just menu plan on the plane ride home? She was like, oh, I'm traveling back from Mexico. Like, I got to get my shit together and like figure out my nutrition for the week. I'm like, you have a 4-hour flight. Would you consider maybe deciding some dinners on your flight home? She's like, oh my gosh, I never would have thought of that. Again, one of those moments. I do this all the time. Plan in the car. I plan my menus in the shower. I plan my dinner menus on my flights home from vacay. I plan my dinners while I'm sipping my coffee in the morning. You can plan your meals any time of any day. You can literally do it if you're sitting on the toilet. Like, you don't need a big spreadsheet and a computer in front of you to plan out your meals. You're just thinking, you're deciding on what you want to have and then write it down like a little note in your phone. So it does save you a load of time because you're not, you know, you're not spinning your tires and trying to like make this big fancy spreadsheet. All you're doing is simply deciding on a meal that you're going to make. And you're just like putting that down in a note on your phone. So it does save you a lot of time. The other thing, it saves you a ton of energy. And I'm not just talking like physical energy here. I'm talking major mental energy. Think about how much headspace you will clear up when you know what you're going to have for dinner the entire work week. You know how much headspace that frees up? How much food noise is now gone from your mind? Like, oh my gosh, that alone. Actually, one of my clients said to me 2 days ago, she's like, this planning ahead of time, she said, yeah, I've lost some pounds and inches, but she's like, I feel like I have lost 10 pounds just like from my mind because I'm no longer like constantly thinking about food. And it's so funny how with simply deciding ahead of time and having a plan, it actually alleviates so much mental energy and overthinking and overstimulation in your mind around food. So like, what a gift that is. So that's an unexpected benefit that you'll get from planning ahead. And this is a skill, you know, like planning your meals ahead of time, food prepping on a consistent basis. These are skills that I teach within my coaching program. And it's something that you learn, you practice, and you refine over time. These are skills. You just aren't born with these things. These are learned skills. And a big one that may just be the life changer that you're needing. The other unexpected benefit of planning ahead, like this should come of no shocker, but it decreases a ton of stress because you're not thinking about what's for dinner and you're not throwing out food at the end of the week. You're saving money because you're not throwing out food at the end of the week. You actually eat less. And I'm saying this anecdotally because myself and majority of my clients, they have all said something very similar. They're like, it's funny how when I plan my meals ahead of time, I'm no longer snacking on this, that, and everything in the afternoon because I know what I've got for dinner, because I can just say, it's like, hey, you know what? You're going to be home in half an hour. Like you got all that food in the fridge. Like you're going to make whatever, like your turkey burgers with a coleslaw. Like, you know, that's coming down the pipeline in half an hour. Like you don't need to eat your face off right now. So they actually eat less. And I find that too. I eat less in the afternoon when I've planned my dinners ahead of time. You also eat healthier for the obvious reason, because you have a plan, you have the healthy food in your house, and you're not winging it anymore. The other really cool thing is, one of my clients said this the other day, she's like, when I come home, and I have, like, you know, probably nourished my body throughout the day, because let me just say, guys, the menu planning around dinner time, like when we're working together, we just don't nail your dinner. We also nail your nutrition throughout your day as well. And one of my clients was like, it's amazing how much more mindful I am around dinner time when I come home. If I'm feeling nourished, you know, I've like given my body what it needs. And I just have a little bit more of that breathing room to actually think about, you know, the portions that go on my plate and maybe even adding an extra vegetable to my already planned, you know, balanced meal. So she said, I'm eating so much better. My family's eating so much better. And it's just such a big, just a big habit change for the family, but it sets your evening up for success, because you guys have activities going on, right? You want to fuel yourself and your family, your loved ones, and you want to get your butt out the door to go to this, that, an activity. Maybe you're even doing a workout, but now you've fueled your body. You have set your entire evening up for success. You feel good. You are functioning better. You have a better mood, and you just feel comfortable and confident knowing that you did an awesome job at dinner, and you're not giving the old eye roll to yourself again of like, oh man, just like pulled out another dinner out of my rear end, and like it was carb heavy and you know. So planning ahead is such a essential thing to do. And I know that we live in this culture where it is so hard to actually think about our nutrition before it's too late. And this is what I really am good at. I help you prioritize your nutrition, yourself, your health, in a culture where it is just hustle, hustle, hustle all the time. I help you do that in a way that is realistic, sustainable, and actually works with your schedule. I know this was a doozy episode today, and I'm all fired up as usual about these topics, but is it time to change some habits of yours? Is it time for a lifestyle transformation? Is it time to actually do something about building those healthy, sustainable habits and getting those results, feeling awesome in your skin, and looking in the mirror and being like, girl, you got it going on? Is it time for that? We're in April. What a beautiful time of year to be investing in yourself, in your health. And you can absolutely reach out and chat about your health, your wellness goals with me. I would absolutely be honored to chat about that with you. So send me a DM on Instagram or check out the show notes. There is a link there that you can learn more about my coaching program, where a big piece of it is helping you plan ahead so you're no longer winging it with your nutrition. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode. Go rate 5-star and review for the podcast. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate you being here, and we'll catch you next week. Bye for now.